Why deep green resistance? Because it offers a real strategy, one that doesn't depend on changing the minds of those who wield oppressive power. DGR recognizes that domination is not a misunderstanding, and systemic violence is not an accident. In light of the catastrophic destruction of the natural world, and the unimaginable escalation of that destruction that looms, hinging our strategy on the whims of the perpetrator represents a dangerous naivete. Resistance means changing the material circumstances of oppression, whether or not we've gained the approval of the oppressor.
Why deep green resistance? Because I love this land where I live. I love the rivers that flow through it. I love the insects that hum in the air over my head. And I want to see them live and flourish. And I will do anything I can to stop their death.
Why DGR? Why not DGR? It's long past time for a serious, sustained, organized, and intelligent resistance movement to begin fighting for the air, the water, and the soil that we depend on. The truth is that to this point, our movements are failing. We need to turn that around, and we need to turn that around quickly. If we don't, our children, and if they have the chance, our grandchildren, we'll curse our very names. Doesn't matter what we've done or what we will do. All that matters is that we stop industrial civilization.
Why DGR? DGR offers the only truly comprehensive analysis of the current situation we face today. It doesn't focus on slowing down the ongoing destruction, placating the symptoms instead of targeting the problem. Instead, DGR realizes that this culture as a whole has gone awry, and that in order to save this earth, we have to take material action in the real world. Most importantly, this action requires the participation of everyone who is willing and able to help. That's my favorite part about the DGR strategy, the recognition that we need it all. From educators and permaculture specialists to lawyers, musicians, above-ground organizers, and underground activists, we need a complex culture of dedicated individuals willing to put their hearts and bodies on the line for this cause.
I believe in DGR because it speaks for those who are not spoken for. It speaks for those who have been silenced by industrial civilization and its ruling religion, patriarchy. Not only does DGR give voice to the voiceless, it is working to build a movement that will act on their behalf. On behalf of polar bears finding themselves in a world without ice, on behalf of birds finding their migratory journeys strewn with cell phone towers and wind turbines, on behalf of all the creatures driven from their homes for the sake of unchecked human hubris. And DGR is really for us all, because if we don't stop the dominant culture ourselves, it will not cease in its destruction of the planet upon whom we are ultimately dependent for our very lives. I believe in DGR because it is the only strategy, the only movement I know of that has a fighting chance to stop industrial civilization from killing the Earth.
I'm involved with DGR primarily because it's the only organization right now and to date in the environmental movement that has come up with a strategy with goals, objectives, and a vast array of tactics that matches the size and scope of our problem. I believe that DGR is an organization that is, in the first and last instance, aiming to stay faithful to the Earth and everyone that calls Earth their home. The strategy is fluid, it's flexible, and I think that it can respond to the needs of the planet and, again, the people that call it home. That's what makes it a viable endeavor, I think, is the fact that the unwillingness to be bogged down into certain kinds of dogmatism, certain kinds of ideological purity. What I like to say a lot of times is when everything's at stake, everything then is on the table. Of course, part of the above ground of DGR doesn't include the kind of tactics that, you know, are really harped on the book. I think that it put everything on the table that an above ground can put on, and the organization of DGR currently, I think, is doing everything it can do to foment a resistance that has a real possibility of seeing life on this planet come back, and not just come back, but also thrive.
So why deep green resistance? I was actually hurt for a long time, just witnessing the destruction of Earth and not knowing how and what to do to stop it. And while reading Deep Green Resistance, the book, I finally figured out the actual reasons and the need, the strategical need of fighting back.
Why DGR? This world that we live in, that supports us and gives us life, the only world we have, is being destroyed so that a few extremely privileged people can feel extremely powerful and live lives of extravagance. The people who benefit the most from the murder and enslavement of Earth and its inhabitants will not voluntarily end their destructive behavior. The people who benefit the most from this destruction have no more care for my life or your life than the lives of the forests that they've turned into deserts, or the mountains that they've turned into moonscapes, or the 500,000 human children who die of starvation each year to pay for their own colonization, or the 200 species that went extinct today. We resist because we have to. We resist because we want our children to have a future. We resist because we hear the screams of a dying planet. And we resist because we know that the bodies of our loved ones are full of industrial toxins. We resist because we don't have time to wait.
Why DGR? Because everyone and everything we love can't afford for us to do anything less.
Why DGR? Because oppressive colonial systems of power must go for life to live, and life wants to live. While these systems exist, we are all enslaved, and all life will continue to be commodified, tortured, and killed. With that being said, if we don't fight back, we will never be free. Join with us. Resist. Fight back with all your being.
Will you join us?
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 Hey, asa nam pridružiš?
Will you join us?
Will you join us?
Will you join us?
Will you join us?